Top Hamas terrorist leaders use Twitter to encourage violence while Trump is permanently banned. By Madeline Hubbard on May 13, 2021. The top two Hamas leaders are using Twitter to actively encourage violence against Israel while former President Donald Trump is permanently banned from the social media platform. Chairman of the Hamas Political Bureau and de facto head of the Gaza Strip Ismail Haniyeh uses Twitter to glorify child martyrs among other things. In a deleted post, Haniyeh celebrated a bombing in Tel Aviv. In another since-deleted post online, Haniyeh said, "God willing, we will stop our short-range missiles and use long-range missiles to attack Israel." Considered second-in-command of Hamas, Moussa Mohammed Abu Marzouk also uses Twitter to encourage violence against Israel, saying, "Do not coexist with the occupation," to his more than 360,000 followers. In English, both leaders shared they will use everything from bare hands to rockets to defend our people and their rights. Last week, Abu Marzouk warned online that the occupation will pay the price for what it does in Jerusalem and Al-Aqsa, foreshadowing the rocket attacks from Gaza on Israeli civilians. Other global leaders, including Iranian Ayatollah Khamenei, also used Twitter to encourage followers to fight Israel. In January, Trump was permanently banned from the social media giant due to the risk of further incitement of violence, according to a statement from Twitter. As reported last week by Breitbart News, even social media accounts that mirror Trump's posts to his website are banned by Twitter. Trump launched his new website, From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, yesterday. The platform allows the president to communicate directly to his followers. Shortly afterwards, an account seemingly linked to the website, @desk, appeared on Twitter, only to be swiftly banned by the far-left platform. Twitter has not publicly stated if they plan to ban accounts encouraging violence against Israel.